Good morning, good morning, good morning. Yeah. Okay. It's Cut to the Chase at 8 with Queen MC. That's me, Madison Chase. We are in this place and we're going to talk face to face. Yeah, about hydration and some of my favorite brands because it's Friday or Fri-yay and I call it Favorite Brand Fridays, aka Flashback Fridays. And I want to do an entertainment sports beauty wrap-up. That's ESB wrap-up. Yeah, so we're going to talk about some things. So stay tuned. We'll hear a word from our sponsor and then we'll jump right into it. Now that we heard a word from our sponsor, let's jump right into two of my favorite brands for hydration. Of course, I am in love, but I haven't been able to find it with this new water called Flow. For a couple of reasons. One, because it is eco-friendly. It is in a cardboard box kind of container. It has a slight teeny tiny bit of plastic because the actual opener, the way you open it, is like a plastic, but very minimal. And inside of the box is water, and the water is natural spring water. Its natural pH balance is 8.1. It is a Canadian brand, and the Canadian brand actually, I want to say they're out of Quebec. I'm not really sure, but I got a Montreal. I got a call from them and I was like, man, who is calling me from Canada? And it was them. So they have amazing customer support. That's what I could say too. Like, I think customer support is so important because I have been traveling on American Airlines and they should take notes from Southwest. Like, some people don't like to fly Southwest, but I feel like Southwest, there's going to be more people on Southwest, especially if you're flying between their hub city, which is Dallas and Texas in general. Loveville is just a better way to go on so many levels. Just their customer service is amazing. And I think they've won one of the best places to work in America. And I see why. Like, their customer service, and they're always funny. The people who work there always seem to be happy and completely different from American. So I don't know, since American filed Chapter 11 or Chapter 13 bankruptcy. And for some people, bankruptcy works. And for large companies like American, I don't know that it worked for them, because I didn't plan on talking about this, but I have not had the best experience. My last four flights, and they have this thing where if you're in a group nine, why do you need so many groups to check people in? I don't really understand it. It makes no sense to me. But if you're in the latter groups and you don't have status with American, then you essentially, they want to check your carry-on. And I've seen it a couple of times where people have been behind me and they want to check their bag. And I'm just like, obviously. And so there was a young lady and a guy, and they were traveling together and they wanted to check her bag. And the guy that she was with, he said, no, you could check my backpack. And they're like, no, we need to check her bag. And literally this last flight that I was on, they were like, oh, we need to check 20 more bags because the flight was delayed an hour. So you delayed the flight and now you want to check my bag? Absolutely not. That's what you're not going to do. But it was just a mess. So needless to say, American is not one of my favorite brands. Southwest is definitely my flight of choice, and or Delta. So anyway, hydration. Back to hydration. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to go off on a tangent. But anyway, I'm going to have to write them a letter. I tweeted about it, but you know, to no avail. So hydration, Flow. They absolutely are an incredible brand. and it has natural electrolytes. And so I think in terms of the things that are good for you are the things that come from Mother Nature. So if it's natural water and it comes from a spring, obviously that's going to be better for you than something that may have added electrolytes. That's just my personal opinion, especially because now I got an orange from a store. I'm not going to say what store it is. And it didn't say that it was genetically modified. So for people who are trying to do a healthier thing and eat more plant-based and or fruits and vegetables, if your fruits and vegetables are genetically modified, are you doing a better thing for your body? I would say no. So, you know, people talk about it can be more expensive to eat plant-based. But I just saw a young lady that I followed on Instagram, and she is actually growing microgreens in a trailer. I'm like, that's genius. So your farm could actually travel with you. That's genius. So yeah, I think I want to do the same thing. Okay. So that's one of my favorite brands. Water is Flow Water. If you're not following them on Instagram, go follow them. I'm super excited to partner with them. And then my other favorite brand, thanks to my friend Tabitha Brown, she introduced me to pickled okra and pickled asparagus. So delicious. I normally don't like okra because I'm a texture person, and so okra is a little bit slimy to me, but it was not slimy at all, and it was actually really, really good. And so okra and asparagus are really good for you. So yeah, those two brands, Flow Water and Soleil Pickles or Soul Pickles. I'm not really sure the pronunciation, but they're so good. Okay, and so now entertainment, sports, beauty. I want to say congratulations to Lenny Kravitz. His daughter Zoe Kravitz is getting married in Paris, out of all places. That's where I'm going to get married, in Paris too. I think it's beautiful. I think it's one of the most romantic places ever. So yeah, that's it for this episode. And thank you guys so much for listening. And thank you to all of my new friends via Tabitha Brown. I so appreciate you sharing the video, for the people who shared the video where we talked about watermelon with seeds, the really, you know, the darker black seeds that it normally comes with. Not the yellow kind of lightish seeds. I don't know what that is. But, you know, it's so important that if you're buying fruits and vegetables, that they have seeds. Because otherwise, that means they've been tampered with. They have been genetically modified. And if you're trying to do something healthier for your body, genetically modified fruit is still a GMO. I mean, if you have a fruit tree in your backyard, use that fruit, eat that fruit, and share that fruit, and even share the seeds so that other people can hopefully grow their own gardens, because we definitely need more trees and we definitely need more bees. So please save the bees. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. And guess what? We will chat tomorrow, and we're going to talk about getting married and having healthy relationships. So stay tuned and keep listening. And I try to have these uploaded by 8:30 at the latest. So thank you guys.